Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 19th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. They'll be offering over 31,000 head, 7,650 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 4,000 wean calves, 5,300 calves on cows, and over 6,500 beef dairy crosses. All the details are available at Superior Live.
Well, it's an exciting time for the Oklahoma State University's wheat improvement team. I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Brett Carver, who said the differences he's seen in different areas during wheat tours comes down to who got rain and who didn't.
Oh, it still just comes down to water. You know, who had water, who didn't. And the hot, dry winds, of course, aren't helping. But we're still seeing some amazing wheat considering the conditions. And I have seen some really poor wheat, even in our breeding nurseries, that just didn't have maybe one critical rainfall. That's all it lacked. Otherwise, I think we would have cleared the fence. We wouldn't be in a, 80-bushel range, but we'd be in a very decent yield range.
Carver says they're all about achieving better quality, more protein, and then adding those together.
Yeah, adding those together, but keeping the yield.
Right.
Okay, we don't want to have any sacrifice in yield, and we don't. That's the beauty of this. It's the unspoken part of the story that will not be heard, but believe me. We're keeping that yield potential. We're going into places with quality that we haven't been before. I thought with Baker's Anne, I mentioned that today, other varieties like it, Butler's Gold's another one. Those are unique levels of quality, but it's a balanced kind of quality. So we have really good strength. We have really good extensibility, which is what we need to make a loaf of bread and other bread products. We have good protein. We have good water absorption. But now we're saying, okay, let's focus in on one of those, that being dough strength, because that is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. And you talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing. But it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today.
Carver said changing the value of wheat was not easy.
This was a 10-year process. Mm-hmm. And thanks to the Wheat Commission for helping us along the way, man. And OGI, with all the investments that went into this, mm-hmm. You start with at 2012, but there's no downtime. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. We did get lucky. We chose the right backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Not always, but enough mm-hmm. that we were successful in creating a Gallagher background with this unique level of dose strength, thanks to the protein that was present in snowmass.
To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Brett Carver, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, historic state savings deposits and more money returned to taxpayers highlight the fiscal year 2023 state budget agreement for Oklahoma, which also funds law enforcement at record levels, eliminates the years-long developmentally disabled services waiting list, fights federal overreach, and makes generational investments in economic development. Legislative leaders announced plans to send the agreement, which continues to fund education at the highest level in state history, to the governor this week for approval. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.